Human Rights. Eamon Gilmore, the European Union's Special Representative for Human Rights, and Margot Wallström, the former Swedish foreign minister. She was also the former deputy prime minister of Sweden and the former head of Sweden's Social Democratic Party, as well as the former UN Special Representative on Sexual Violence and Conflict. They were speaking this weekend at a conference I moderated in Venice, Italy, talking about a new era for human rights. The conference organized by the Global Campus of Human Rights and Right Livelihood to mark the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. As the conference ended, thousands of Venetians went out in boats. We joined them to celebrate the city's oldest holiday, marking the end of the 16th century plague, the pestilence that killed a third of Venice's population. There was a half-hour fireworks display as people celebrated. I'm Amy Goodman, back in New York. Thanks for joining us.
You are tuned into KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
So, how much is that golden doodle or adorable Frenchie in the window? Probably a lot, especially in terms of suffering for its parents, who in many cases are living lives of misery in a puppy mill. On the next episode of Voices for the Animals, we'll be talking with Robert Hensley, senior counsel for the ASPCA, about their push to pass Goldie's Act, a bill now in Congress that would ensure better conditions and oversight for the hundreds of thousands of dogs now suffering at the hands of large-scale dog breeders.
The dog that Goldie's Act is named for was one of the dogs that lived in squalor and tragically was allowed to starved to death over several months while USDA inspectors observed her deteriorating condition, but did nothing to help her.
That's on the next Voices for the Animals, Friday, July 28th at 10 a.m. on 90.7 KBOO FM. If you love animals, and especially dogs, don't miss it. KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Development and Events Committee meets on the third Monday of the month at 5:30 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being
held. Hi, this is Dwight Yoakam, and you're listening to KBOO.
Good morning. You are listening to More Talk Radio here on your community radio station, KBOO FM, 90.7 in Portland, 91.9 in Hood River, 104.3 in Corvallis, and via the World Wide Web, we are at kboo.fm. We are broadcasting on Monday, July 17th, 2017. 2023. Okay, and it's also Monday morning, so we're somewhere in the time dimension. I'm Cecil Prescott. I'm flying solo this morning and with my engineer Ray. So I guess I'm not flying solo, but okay, I'll end with this, whatever I'm trying to end. So Celeste isn't here. I'm here. Ray is here. You are here. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. And we invite you to store those numbers and give us a call in a few minutes as we open up the ears for a conversation. As I mentioned, today is, we are broadcasting on today, the 17th of July, 2023, and we are actually in the middle of summer. Depending on where you are on planet Earth, you may be enduring heat or thunderstorms or strange weather. But I'm here in the Pacific Northwest, specifically in the Willamette Valley region. We are in the midst of summer, and it's, you know, summer weather, and it's kind of warm. And so one of the things I wanted to check in with you all was, how is your summer? How's your summer plans? What are you doing to make it meaningful? Many people have the opportunity to visit friends and family, both near and far. Perhaps you have something to share about your travel. How has airline travel been with you this summer? I can share some stories, but I want to hear about your stories. So give us a call. Let us know how your summer is going, and specifically what you are looking forward to this summer. Certainly summer is a time of activity, and I just wanted to mention a conversation I had with Ray before we began our broadcast about summer, and we were talking about this weekend and what people did, and Ray mentioned, I hope it's okay, Ray, I'm looking at him. Mentioned that he visited the Portland Pride Festival on Sunday and had a great time and was enthused by the people sharing how much they are grateful for the opportunity. And I recalled something I read in the newspaper article that I'll quote briefly about how important it is. And this one person from Albany said, I said he's there young, I don't know. Well, this person from Albany says that this year Portland's Pride was his second, but he's gone to other similar events. He said he was blown away by the number of people who participated. Coming out here was a much needed breath of fresh air and a reminder that I'm not alone. Because when you're scrolling through the internet at home, reading about all of the horrible news and seeing all the anti-LGBTQ bills that are passing, it kind of just feels like I'm alone. But then, when I came here and look at all of these people, I see that we are all safe and there's community. Jason said that about Portland Pride and the importance of it. Give us your thoughts about this summer, what you are doing, what things you are looking forward to, and what things do you aren't exactly looking forward to. Thank you, Jason, for sharing. And thank all of those who made Portland Pride a wonderful activity for participants. Thank you, volunteers, and all those in many communities who support and give honor to members of the communities who are most vulnerable in many ways. An important part of summer festivals is the opportunity to build communities. And here in the Portland region, there are many opportunities, many street fairs. I passed by one this weekend on the way to Portland Pride, and so it was a time to get together. But let's hear what some of your thoughts are. Again, our numbers are 503-231-8187. And we will go to Corey. Good morning, Corey. How are you?
Good morning, Cecil. Glad to hear from you. So as far as summer travel, my wife and I went to the United Kingdom, and it was the first time I'd ever been to London. I will say it was just an amazing city. I think just tourism-wise, it was just a lot. You know, coming from the South and having lived in Portland and Seattle, I don't think I ever, you know, amazing cities, but they have nothing on London is just far as the busyness and the traffic. Had a chance to go to Stonehenge. Sweet. I mean, it was, you know, you find when you finally see it up close, like, okay, that, how did they do that? Even the politics there. And the one thing I'll say about the UK is that the one thing I didn't hear about on the news was mass shootings. And I'm not saying there's no crime there, but it was interesting being in a place where you don't have that psychological sort of fear to where someone might pull out an AR-15. And that's a, you know, it's a nice psychological burden not to have. And I think that when it comes to looking the way I look, being a, you know, a black male, you still have that whole, and I was thinking about this when I was there. You and I both know if we're walking down the sidewalk and we see another black man, we do the what's up, the brother, brother, as we call it. They don't do that there. Like, I think they thought I was weird if I saw a black guy and I did, like, the what's up. They just kind of looked at me like, you know, pomp and circumstance. I'm like, okay, well, they don't do the brother, brother over here. I will know that for next time. But even going to places such as Cornwall, which is there's a show that I've watched for years called Doc Martin on PBS about this doctor, et cetera, yes, et cetera. I got to go to the little village where they filmed that and do stuff like that. But I will say, as a black male, I felt totally safe there. But also, the places that we went, you know, Stonehenge, Port Isaac, you know, just being a black male, I was like the only person at Stonehenge that morning. So, I mean, you and also realizing that the population there, you know, sitting back and watching the news, there's still police violence. But I think there, because the differences of an African American versus a person that is black that has been there for generations, you know, I had a conversation about that with a young man. It was great. It was just great to hear, like, yeah, we didn't deal with what y'all deal with, but, you know, here we still deal with X, Y, Z.
Right.
But also myself trying not to magnify, like, well, you know, we got it worse over here. No. Mm-hmm. But it was just interesting to hear a different perspective because, you know, being a foreigner in that land, it's like, yeah, they don't have to deal with some of the things that we have to deal with, but, you know, they still have to deal with structural racism, et cetera, et cetera. So, like, yeah, it was nice to go and take that 9-hour, 45-minute trip to the United Kingdom, but it was well worth it. We paid for those bucket seats when we went there overnight. I think since we got back Saturday, I'm still psychologically adjusting. I don't know why I'm at work today, but I'm actually on the phone with you. I think it was a good trip.
Oh, great. I'm glad you had the opportunity to go there. And was there a trip that you went that you had looked forward to for some time?
Oh, definitely. We had this planned out in 2020, and of course. So, yeah, it took, you know, because of COVID, 3 years. And to see, like, you know, the Tower of London, like, I can sit back and talk about all that stolen jewelry and, you know, we can talk about that, but it's still good to, like, okay, see this place and this city and see the structures and the magnificent, you know, and just see, like, yeah, Big Ben, et cetera. You know, growing up as a kid, you hear about these things, but then to see it up close. And some stuff was amazing, like Piccadilly Circus, you know, cool little spot. You know, I could be there for 10 minutes. All right, enough's enough. Minutes. But,
yeah,
you know, but, like, you know, just to sit in a cafe and just to see so many different and hear so many different languages and so many different types of people. It's that's my final point. I tell this to a lot of young black men, like, I know it's a financial issue, but travel and see the world, because I think that provides insight on how people treat you. At no point did I feel unsafe in London. And I stuck out like a sore thumb, you know, the big arms, you know, the cowboy, not the cowboy hat, but I had on my little trucker hat. And, like, people know, like, okay, that's an American. But it was, I still tell a lot of young men, like, you know, if you, wherever you're from, travel as much as possible, because I think it's cathartic for the soul to travel and see different places.
I think that's so important, and thank you for sharing that information and the importance to get to know the world, to get to travel and see this planet that we live on and are responsible for. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Susan. Yep.
Have a great day. And you are listening to More Talk Radio here on KBOO.FM. Our phone numbers are 503-231-8187. Our previous caller, Corey, was mentioning his adventures this year. He had the opportunity to travel to the United Kingdom, and he shared what that meant for him and for his spouse. And something he encouraged all people to do, to travel, to get beyond the familiar, to get to know the world outside of your comfortable world. I think that is something that is commendable and that we should reach out to do. One of the challenges we have is, although in many ways our world is smaller and we are more connected, we are also in many ways disconnected by the inability or the lack of travel and the centeredness we often have, where we are so focused on our own paradigm that we forget that there is a world outside of my front yard. So what are some of your thoughts about this summer, some of your adventures? Give us a call, 503-231-8187. That was one of the topics I wanted to talk about and hear about your adventures. And thank you, Corey, so much for calling. And Corey also mentioned that, you know, had the opportunity to ride in a comfortable plane seat in the 9-hour travel. It sounds as if he had a good travel. I took a couple of plane trips this summer. One was okay. One was not so okay. And the problems with the airlines and the number of people and the canceled flights. People are traveling again, and it is much more difficult. So maybe you have a horror story, or maybe you don't. Give us a call, 503-231-8187. One other thing that I wanted to mention, and this is specifically to those who are within the Portland community itself, and those of you who are outside of the city proper might have some thoughts, and I would welcome your opinion. You may or may not know that last November, I believe, the voters in Portland approved a change in the government of Portland City government, expanding the number of city commissioners, including the way we elect them, and also stating the parameters of the mayor. This is something that is reviewed every 10 years. Portland City Charter is reviewed, and the City Commission is appointed. It's composed of about 20 Portlanders, and their task is to review and propose changes to the City of Portland's charter for Portland to vote on. The most recent Portland City Charter Commission convened and was active from December 2020 to December 2022. There were about 20 commissioners from all over the Portland area of various experiences. And they recommended some proposed changes that went before the city voters last November. 58% of the voting public voted in favor of the reforms that included, I mentioned, the expansion of number of people sitting on city council. It included rank voting, and it gave parameters to the elected officials, including the mayor. A few months ago, City Commissioner Mingus Mapps had a proposal that he did not carry on. He set it aside because there was something about the City Hall expansion that he disagreed with. Having said all of that, new city council voted in, and people will decide in the months ahead what that would look like. So we are at this point now where two city commissioners, one in particular, Dan Ryan, has stated their concerns about some of the shifts in the new form of city government and are mulling over a slate of proposals, Commissioners Dan Ryan and Renee Gonzalez, that if sent to the November ballot by City Council, would make some significant changes to the Charter Reform Commissioners that we just voted on last November. What are your thoughts about this? Have you thought about this proposal? Are you awake in that? Are you following these things? Because in the middle of summer, when no one is paying attention, there is a possible proposal that may go before the city voters in November, like 4 months from now, about proposed revisions. What are your thoughts? I have some thoughts, but I'm interested in your thoughts about the proposal in terms of they say tweaking what voters voted on last year. They would reduce the number of proposed city council members from 12 to 8, swamping and this is, I'm quoting from Willamette Week, a simpler form of ranked choice voting, and giving the mayor veto powers. Some significant changes, whether it's tweaking or whether it is disregarding the intent and the work of the city volunteer citizens who made the proposal, met for 2 years, hearings all over the city, went before the city voters, and the voters voted 58%, and it sounds as if some city commissioners are upset. What are your thoughts? Our numbers here are 503-231-8187, and we are also speaking this morning about summer. What is your summer like? Let's go to our next caller. And good morning, April. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Cecil. Thank you for bringing up this city charter review. So I have been kind of concerned about that. I know you had one other show when you and Celeste were talking about it, and it was suggested I call into the city and ask for information. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I've done that a couple of times, and the city has not been forthcoming. Mm-hmm. And since I haven't been following it online, I'm very aware of that it's moving along and exactly what's happening, but not what the plan contains. Uh-huh. So I'm very glad you're talking about it, and I'm sort of maybe looking forward to a little more discussion on your show, and I hope you keep revisiting this topic.
Well, thank you. Tell me more about your interaction with city. Were you unable to talk to people in the city about it?
I'm unable to talk to people in the city. So the process is you call 311 and ask to be transferred to the appropriate department. Mm-hmm. And what happens with almost every department on other issues, too, is you have to leave a message, right. And usually they're good at responding. Mm-hmm. But this time they have not been. I have called and left 3 messages, and I have been assured by the people at 311 that they would send information. And a couple of times I've even talked to a staffer in the office who has assured me that I would be sent information.
Mm.
But nothing.
Wow. Wow. And I think what you're saying revealing part of the problems we're facing. Here we have a revolutionary revision of the city charter, and you are saying that you are unable to get important information from the city.
Right. So, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Whatever it contains, it can't be worse.
Mm-hmm.
I really think the city council in the last 5 years has been totally corrupt and totally not looking out for the interests of most of its citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think having all the, you know, 12 representatives instead of five white
yes.
men pretty much is going to be a definite improvement no matter what happens.
Well, we'll see. And the fact that you shared the challenge you face in getting information from the city says to me, reveals to me part of the challenges we face and the problems in the city. And just with fingers crossed, hoping that we figure out how we'll get a city that operates.
Yeah, and I'm trying not to assume, because assuming's right. never a good thing, mm-hmm. that this is just that the city doesn't want me to have information. However, I frequently call 311 for information since I don't have a computer, and the city has, in the main, been pretty forthcoming with information.
All right. Have you tried calling directly Commissioner Dan Ryan or Renee Gonzalez?
I did try calling Rene Gonzalez's office. Didn't get to talk to him, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't really want to. No. Dan Ryan, no. I could try that, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just mentioned them because those are the two who, with the possible proposal that will go before the city council, you know, soon. And the fact that we can't get information is scary.
Yeah, I was aware that Rene Gonzalez was involved, which actually I think is a horrible thing. I didn't vote for him and was kind of horrified. So actually, I guess including the call to his office, that makes four times I've contacted the city.
Wow.
I will contact them a fifth time to Dan Ryan's office.
Wow. Okay, well, good luck, and thank you for working and give us a call back, and we'll certainly continue the conversation on our end of things, and hopefully you will have some success.
Wonderful. Thank you, Cecil.
Thank you, April.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. And you're listening to More Talk Radio here on your community radio station, KBOO-FM. We are on the air on this Monday. We are live on the 17th of July, 2023. We've mentioned a couple of topics this morning. One is the Portland City Council and the possible proposal for revisions of what the voters voted on last November, because a couple of commissioners don't, well, I'm editorializing. A proposal from a possible city commissioners to revise the changes that voters created for electing city council. And the other topic is summer. How are you enduring your summer, enjoying your summer, or possibly making the summer the greatest summer of all time? Give us a call for these topics, 503-231-8187. And to go back to what April was discussing about City Hall and their inability to get a response from City Hall, which may be symbolic of part of the problems we're having. And maybe, you know, it is the middle of July and people all over the place. And maybe people on vacation. Let us know your thoughts. Let's go to our next caller. Mark, good morning. Thank you for calling, Mark.
Good morning, Cecil. I want to share a broadcast discussion that I heard on YouTube. It's from a program called Straight Talk, and it had representatives of Street Roots, Rose Haven, and the Blanchet House, and they all spoke about the downsizing of Portland's street response.
Mm-hmm.
This was an important group that really helped with non-police intervention and helped mentally challenged people get healing. They all spoke about a reduction in staffing and a mm-hmm. reduction of resources, that they were all dependent on Portland Street Response, and that Commissioner Gonzalez, in particular, encouraged this downsizing.
Yes.
So people, we all need to be involved, and we all need to be encouraging the City Council to do what is right and to encourage the Portland Street Response to fund them and not defund them.
I think you raise a very important point here. Yes.
Yes. Well, I hope people will follow up on this.
Right.
I'm very disillusioned about
let me ask
government.
Right. Yeah. Let me ask you in particular, because thank you for highlighting how Commissioner Gonzalez has sort of taking it upon himself to dismantle Portland Street Response, which in every sense has done an important job in addressing some of the challenges we face on our streets. And the fact that Commissioner Gonzalez is doing so much to dismantle this Portland Street Response, which just started and just expanded citywide, is challenging. And so I hope people make their opinion known to City Hall and particularly to Commissioner Gonzalez.
Yes, absolutely. This is a very dispiriting development. And all of the organizations said that they're being overwhelmed right now with needy people. So we really need to encourage City Hall. And also there's a website, palletshelter.com, which can provide transitional shelters for 60 people in 10 days at a cost of $5,500 each. So there's no need to just waste the money in projects where everyone wants to get a share of the profits, you know.
Yeah.
Here is a very economical way. They already have 100 developments. This is a Everett Washington company. So I encourage people to go to their website, palletshelter.com, and be inspired.
Thank you so much, and I think that is so important to be inspired and to take action. Thank you,
yes, thank you
so much for calling, and thank you for raising the points around Portland's street response.
Yes, thank you.
And you are listening to More Talk Radio here on your community radio station. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. My name is Cecil. I am your host this morning, and I invite you to give us a call, 503-231-8187, and be part of our morning conversation. I will not offer you any coffee or tea, but find your beverage of preference within your arm's reach and join the conversation. 503-231-8187. And thank you so much. Our last caller was mentioning also talking about City Hall and some of the his concerns about the action taken to make the work of the Portland Street Response more difficult, and the fact that Portland Street Response does not have the support of the city commissioners, and particularly Commissioner Gonzalez. The caller reminded us of how important street response is and how it is a proven way to address challenges that people face on the streets without resorting to a violent confrontation. Portland Street Response need more support, not less, and our caller suggested for us to, if you agree with them, to make your concerns known to Portland City Council. Our numbers here are 503-231-8187. And so, earlier a caller had mentioned about their travel and how marvelous their travel was to the United Kingdom. And I am so glad for Corey. However, travel has not always been fine for everyone. And so, but this is again a first world problem, particularly in the midst of where we are struggling or recognizing or the fact that we cannot ignore climate change and what we have done. And so just the idea of us just traveling from place to place all over the world on jet planes and how that is destroying the planet. Well, that's maybe a subject for another conversation. But if you have been at the airport recently, they are still crowded and there's still too many people there. And you know, my one horror story, which isn't much of a horror story, but it took me like 48 hours last month to fly from Hartford to Portland, Oregon, and it was horrible. But first world problems as we destroy our planet. Our numbers here are 503-231-8187, and let's go to our next caller who has some wisdom to share with us. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. I was calling to let you know what my plans for the summer were.
Oh.
Well, I didn't actually have any plans. I thought I was going to go somewhere on a plane and visit my city that I lived in before I moved up here. So I'm relatively new to this area. So long story short, I hurt my back, so I'm not going anywhere. I know, it's a bummer, but yesterday, so what I've been doing is just driving, and yesterday I got in the car, and when I drive, I usually have a goal, like a place to hike or something, you know, as long as it's flat and I don't go very far.
Mm-hmm.
But I got lost yesterday, and that really is one of the things I like to do, is drive around and get lost.
Whoa.
And yeah, that's how I find out where cities are that I've heard of, but I didn't know where they were.
Okay. So tell us about your adventure. Where did you start off from, and where did you end?
I started off in Hillsboro,
mm-hmm.
and my goal was to go to Lake Hague and just look at it.
Okay.
And which I did, yeah. And then I went down 47 and I got lost.
Okay.
And I memorized the names of the towns I went through, so later on I could look on the map and see where I actually was.
Right.
I did pass through Gaston, if that's how you pronounce Gaston. It.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I passed through also Newburgh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the way I knew that, how I got myself to remember Newburgh is that there's a university there called George Fox University.
Yes.
So I had it in my mind George Lopez went into Fox Theaters. And then I kept saying to myself, George went into Fox. George Fox. So that's how I remembered it. So that was my little adventure yesterday. And
wow.
It was kind of fun. I do like getting lost.
good for you. And good that you have that adventuresome spirit. Now, you know, I'm thinking like, you know, I'm afraid of getting lost. I think I might get caught in some sort of like horror Stephen King novel or something. But I'm glad your experiences are good. And
thank you.
Continue to get lost and have fun.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Deborah. And you are listening to More Talk Radio on your community radio station, KBOO-FM. Our last caller, Deborah, was sharing about her ability to just get in her car and willingness to get lost. And I am excited by her adventuresome spirit and willingness just to be somewhere new, to put yourself in a position where you can experience something new, where you are not in control, but you are a participant. And that's exciting, I think. Deborah gave us a suggestion about how we should be willing to take adventures. So perhaps you can get in your car or bike or hike and just venture into a new area to see what things you might encounter. Life is full of surprises, and today life offered you a surprise. What will it be like? Give us your thoughts. Our numbers here are 503-231-8187. I'm sure you don't want to hear about my 48-hour trip from Hartford, Connecticut to Portland, Oregon. But, you know, again, first world problems. And, you know, that could have been the universe telling me that I should not be such a willing participant in the destruction of our planet by flying on jets. Maybe the universe was telling me something. But perhaps you have something to share with us. We've spoken on several things this morning, not only about possible summer adventures, but also about city government and here in Portland, Oregon, and the revisions of the city charter and city government that will take place in the coming months, and the concern of a couple of city commissioners who would like to, in their words, tweak what 58% of the voters voted on after a two-year process of hearings and investigations by close to 20 commissioners, volunteer commissioners, who examine our form of government, who had panel discussions and talked with community folks about what works, what we need to change, and they came up with a proposal. A couple of commissioners want to, in their words, tweak the proposal. What do you think? Our numbers are 503-231-8187. And if you're going away on a vacation, what was some of your vacation highlights? Let's go to our next caller. Good morning, Harry. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, and how are you? I'm actually on vacation.
Wow.
I took off yesterday to visit my grandkids in Atlanta, and I'm in Atlanta right now. So, the trip, it was kind of bumpy. Mm-hmm. And also the jet engines were kind of loud for some reason. I noticed it was very loud for some reason. Mm. And I got into Atlanta and I had my oldest grandson, who is 20, pick me up.
Nice.
And so he picked me up, and me being blind, I didn't realize he had a brand new car.
Mm.
He belongs to a car club. It was, even though he's 20, he has a Jeep Cherokee. I'm not too sure what it is, but it has everything on it. In fact, it has 800 horsepower. It's supercharged.
Wow.
And he was mentioning that he belongs to this car club. In fact, we stopped one place and people were actually taking pictures of his car. And the reason why is because this car club, what they do is they actually remove the hood so you can see the engine.
Mm-hmm.
So these cars are running around without a hood. You know, I kind of wondered, well, the weather, the hood protects the engine from the weather and stuff. But, you know, he keeps it in a garage. And, and of course, I think he has another car, too, for going to work and whatever. But it was like, wow, that was kind of, I was really impressed, you know.
Good.
When I was his age, I got me a brand new car, but it was a 1976 Plymouth Scamp. And I was very happy to have such I've owned a brand new car, and now he has too, you know.
Well, I hope that you two can bond together, not only over stories about cars, but this will be a time in which you can connect with your 20-year-old grandson and thank you for sharing, and I hope you have a good vacation with families and friends in Atlanta. Is it out there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's very they're on, you know, of course, they're all in school. The youngest one is 10 and he is 20, and so I'm being blind. I've never I remember seeing the oldest one,
mm-hmm.
but the youngest one I've never, and the two I've never really seen because I went completely blind.
Yes.
And I remember in 2013 when I was going to Oregon Commission for the Blind for training, my daughter just had the youngest one, but it was premature, like 6 months premature.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sent me a picture.
Oh.
And so, well, being blind, what am I supposed to do with the picture? So I show it to other people, and people were aghast, and a few people cried because the picture had tubes and everything going into this little tiny baby.
Mm-hmm.
And now the baby is 10 years old, so it was successful.
Oh, great. Well, I hope you have a wonderful time with your family and get to know your oldest and your youngest grandchildren and family. And thank you so much for calling and joining us all the way from Atlanta. You win the prize this morning.
Uh-huh.
For a long-distance call.
Oh, yes, definitely. I got the chance to use my cell phone.
Okay, great. Enjoy yourself, Harry.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. And you are listening to More Talk Radio on your community radio station, KBOO-FM. That was Harry. He was calling actually from Atlanta, Georgia, where he's visiting family and has the opportunity to bond with grandchildren. Thank you, Harry, for calling and for sharing your gifts and sharing about your summer. Our numbers again are 503-231-8187. You're listening to More Talk Radio. My name is Cecil, and I want to remind you to stay tuned to KBOO for more listener-sponsored, community-generated programming. Stay tuned for Locust Focus, which will air, if you're listening live following this program, there will be a conversation about Multnomah County versus Big Oil with John Wyutinsky. And that is an important conversation, so stay tuned for that conversation here on your community radio, KBOO, on Locust Focus, following this programming at 10 a.m., right. Okay. Something is always here on your community radio station. And if you're not listening live, you know, you can be listening to any program. Go to kboo.fm to see what programs are available for you to listen at your convenience. And right now, this is live Monday, the 17th of July, and I am Cecil. Let me know about your summer. What are some of your summer plans, and share some of your thoughts. We had a few callers sharing about trips here in the United States and indeed in Europe. One caller, she shared about her willingness just to drive and get lost and view that as an adventure. Exciting. And what are you doing to make your summer special, or anything that you're looking forward to in the coming weeks? Our number's here, 503-231-8187. Or you might have some thoughts about Portland City Council. We mentioned earlier today about the possible proposal that City Commissioner Dan Ryan and possibly Renee Gonzalez will propose to, again, their words, to tweak the revision of the city charter. If you recall, the voters last fall voted to expand city council from 5 to 12 members, to have ranked voting, and to also have a city manager. City Commissioner Dan Ryan has some concerns about that, from what I read, including financials, the cost, and so he will possibly propose, make a proposal to the City Council that the City Council may vote on, and which would go before the voters in November. There's a timeline here when they need to get this done so it can be on the November ballot. And I'm one of the reasons why I'm concerned is, one, it most people aren't paying attention at this point in time, and so this is sort of like rushing something through at a time when we're not focused on, and so I'm concerned about that. And also I'm concerned about the fact that the City Charter Commission spent 2 years working on this, and it feels to me as if some in power might see that they are losing power and just want to grab hold on to it. City Commissioner Ryan would argue differently, and some of you might think differently. So give me your thoughts, 503-231-8187, because believe it or not, in the dog days of August, City Council might vote on this proposal, and you might see in your ballot box in October a revision of the city charter that you had not paid much attention to. But I think that's one of the challenges, and that's why community radio stations such as KBOO is so important, that we are able to maintain an eye on things for residents of our community. so that we may have a make better informed decisions. Those are some of the issues that I've been concerned about. And before we leave here, let me tell you about my 48-hour trip from Hartford to Boston. Oh, I wish it was from Hartford to Portland. So I was supposed to leave on a Friday morning. We took a 2-hour trip to from Poughkeepsie to Hartford to get to the airport. We get to the airport, pulling into the airport, and get a text on my phone that our flight has been delayed for the next morning. So we go take a 2-hour trip back home to Poughkeepsie. Next morning, get back up and go to Hartford. Get to the airport. Watching on my phone, the plane is flying in from Atlanta to Hartford. It is arriving. It is on time. I know I'm going to get on my plane to fly from Hartford to Atlanta and then to Portland. Well, the plane lands, and we're waiting to get on the plane, and then we get the announcement. Oh, the plane has a flat tire. We need to change the flat. Okay, this is the big airport. They have of course they have a tire to put on the plane. No, they do not. We get another call. They have to go to Boston to bring the tire in from Boston to Hartford. Okay, well, by this time, sitting at the airport and knowing that, of course, I'm possibly going to miss my connecting flight, or go to the person who's probably, you know, dealing with, you know, dozens of frustrated travelers, and she said, well, yeah, you're going to miss your connection, so possibly on the next connection. So I get there, sit down, and then another announcement comes that the plane is yet delayed. Well, anyway, finally get to Atlanta. The airlines did put me up overnight in Atlanta. And so the next day, by Sunday afternoon, I got to home to, Portland. So it only took me about 48 hours to make a 2,500-mile trip. But got to see Hartford Airport. So, I hope your travels this summer are better than that travel I had. And, you know, it was only the airport. I mean, the travel around it, but to see family and friends, it was great. Enjoy your summer. And stay tuned for next week when Celeste and I will be here together. We hope to be here together and share some more information and conversation with you all. Stay tuned. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, KBOO audience. Continue to support your community radio station. This is Cecil. Stay well.
You're tuned into KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
In 2020, Portland saw unprecedented protests for racial justice and widespread criticism of the Portland police and the institution of policing itself. It's now been almost 3 years since over 80% of Portland voters approved changing the city charter to create a new civilian-led police oversight system. The Police Accountability Commission has been hammering out the details, and their plan goes before City Council at the end of August. Totality of Circumstances will be hosting the commissioners live on KBOO on Tuesday, July 25th, and you can call in with questions or comments about the proposal. You can also send us questions at totalityradio@gmail.com. That's totalityradio@gmail.com. Join us on July 25th from 5 to 6 p.m. and make your voice heard.
Here at KBOO, we honor the indigenous people